Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Psychic Medium Toni Green. We are going to get started right away. First and foremost, if you would like to call in and ask a question or connect with a loved one up above, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. I go live twice a week, every Monday at noon and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You can call in on either day at either time, and both of those times are central time. I get through as many callers as I can during the 60 minutes that I have. Please remember the show does air live on many television stations, streaming stations, every podcast, and radio stations. So, and this is more a reminder for me than you, no swearing, folks. More me. Those words be flying out like, you know, I don't know what, sometimes. Also, if you would like to watch the show, you can join us over on YouTube where I record the show. And if you have questions, you can post them in the chat. I get to as many people as I can. Please be patient, and I will do the best I can to get to everybody. Remember, I will never, ever, 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 ever reach out to anyone to tell you you need anything. Jesus, Moses, and Mary, I don't know what I need on a daily. I don't know what you need on a daily unless you're asking me. If you do want a session, if you have a lot of questions or your question entails a lot, you can go to my website and book that, tonig.info. Yep, that's the website. It'll give you everything you need to connect with me and have your own private reading or healing or both. Combined. Ooh, combine them. Ooh. Yeah, I am really that goofy in real life. Yeah. Okay. We're going to get right into the show. So excited. Okay. For those of you asking questions in the chat, now that we've started, I will take you as I can as we go through the show. Again, if you'd like to call in, 845-277-9131. I'm going to first do names because I'm hearing names, and then we are going to go straight into songs. And it can be the name of a person, place, or thing. And it could be on your side or your loved one's side. These are confirmations from loved ones up above that they are with you. The first thing I'm seeing is roses. Roses. And I'm actually more specifically like seeing, like, let me flash you my arm, seeing like a rose tattoo or some kind of red flower tattoo. But roses, if you see roses, if you get roses, if you see a rose bush, whatever it is, roses, that's a confirmation your loved one is with you, although your loved ones are always with you. Flowers. Man, you guys, I really do like sunflowers. I think they're so pretty. I really do. Okay, next, names. Let's go into names and or confirmations, and then we will go straight into songs, and then I'll be taking callers and answering questions. Bob. The next one is Joanne. The next one is, that's so weird. I have an Uncle Bob and an Aunt Joanne. So weird. Okay, Jill, the next one is Maurice. Gone through this, you guys. If I say a name and it doesn't come out normally, I just have to say it until I find a vibe on it. I don't know. I can't even remember what last week's name was, but I just repeating to try to get it. To get that name. Maurice. I don't think that's how you say it. Maurice, yeah. That sounds better, but Maurice, I think, is just Maurice. Okay. Okay, back to the show. Next would be Lana, and then Giovanni, then Michaela, and then Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Joyce, and then Linda, Annabelle, John, but they're saying like Jean. So either one. And then, you guys, I'm getting like the craziest message. You know, sometimes I do predictions and stuff and people think but all the predictions they're hitting. Oh my God, they are hitting. And I don't even do I don't do most of my predictions on the show. Like I'll do it with my private clients and with friends and such. But on the show, there's a lot I will not say for the sake of, you know, me and my show remaining a show. But this is the craziest thing. I'm just going to say it, and this is entertainment purposes only. Actually, this is just something I'm receiving. Like I'm being shown the Eiffel Tower, and then I heard the statement, the Eiffel Tower has the power. But then they showed me the Statue of Liberty and then these other iconic things that were put in place. And I'm channeling right now. They were put in place is like a hub or a source or like an antenna. And there's a number, like kind of like how the pyramids are there, you know. And they say they do all these things. They're saying those aren't it. Like that's not the, those aren't the only ones. That it's like in every country, there's at least four. In every country, there's a minimum of four, and they're in different places in the country, and they're beacons. You guys, I'm getting this as I'm getting it, I'm saying it. This is not something I've like sit around and think about. No. They're like beacons. I'm asking for what? Now they're quiet. Now they don't want to talk. Now they don't want to say anything. Well, maybe it's just self-explanatory yet. I kind of have an idea. Okay, so that is where that is. I'm going to do a couple of songs because I've been getting them all morning long. The first one is, don't you forget about me as you walk on by. I feel like I should have drums that I don't even know how to pretend play. And da-na-na, that one, everybody knows that. And then the next, well, not everybody, but a lot of people know that. And then the next one is every rose has its thorns. I don't want to sing that one just because I can't sing, and that one is extremely difficult to hit the notes or beats or anything on. But if you don't know it, put it in the Google. Let the Google help you with it. Other songs today, I'm just going to do a couple because I want to get right into the show, start answering questions. Another song of the day is Take It to the Limit one more time, that song. And then, we did that. Some of the songs do repeat because, listen, you guys are here and they're for you. And if you're here, all the shows, they're going to keep bringing you the same songs to let you know this is for you. Cookie, somebody's caught saying cookie. Like, this is for you, Cookie, like that. Yeah, I'm going to leave it there, and we're going to get right into questions. I'm going to start, as I always do, with the phone, 845-277-9131, and then I'll alternate over to the chat. And here we go. 708, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Pat, and I'm from Illinois.
Pat, how can I help you today?
Hi, my mother-in-law passed away on 11/11, and I was wondering if you could get any messages from her.
Yeah, can I please have her first, just her first name?
It's Helen.
Helen, oh. Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. Okay.
She was 98.
Oh, wow. Lucky
yeah.
duck. Lucky
yeah.
duck. Okay. So the first thing, okay, sweetie, I'm sorry for your loss. Thank you so much for calling in. Sometimes, you guys, I'm so into getting the question and getting the answer and moving on. Sometimes I forget that, but everybody who calls in, who asked a question, thank you so much. Thank you. And so now, the first thing Helen would want to say is, it was a long road, but a good road. There were some tough lessons, but we got through it. We got through it. Is she up there with her? Well, obviously there are men up there with her, but I keep hearing husband. Now this could be your husband, or it could be her husband that's with her. But how is it? I'm sorry?
It's both.
Both. Okay. Is your husband up there? Is your husband with her, or your husband still with you?
My husband is up there with her.
Sweetie, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay. Thank you for coming. And you guys, for those of you who are going, oh, look, she does. No, because to me, when I'm in this, whether I'm connecting to somebody who's still here or somebody on the other side, they look exactly the same. So please see, everybody's gifts work differently. Just don't be a jerk about it. Not you, sweetie. People who get on their little keypad behind their computer and think they got something to say to me. Not you, sweetie. Okay, so here's what I'm going to say. There's so much. Collectively, they will speak. Since you asked your mother-in-law, she's going to be the one that's going to be giving the message, but it comes from all of them. And again, I hear it's been a long road. And well, your husband's going to say he wouldn't change a thing. He has only his regrets are not. I'm just going to say this for whatever it means, standing up and being like braver, standing up and like either to someone or for something, just being more on your side all the time, because you were right. Men, we just always are. Accept it now. We have our intuition on fleek at all times. Sorry. Okay, and then they want to say collectively, and there's about, I'm seeing five, but there's a lot more than five. They want to say they love you, and what I wouldn't give for one more breath, one more day, what I wouldn't give for that. Don't waste don't waste the time you have here. Don't let it be frivolous. Make it count. I know what they're trying to say. I just have to get the words correct, so please be patient. Not that you're going any place, sweetie, but don't assume you have all these days and just not do anything with them. Thank you. Be very intentional with your time and with your days. And I'm going to just say this, that's for everybody. Everybody. Because it's, even if you live to be 120, it's so much shorter than you think it's going to be. And when you transition, it's so different. There is a lot coming in through this season. Make it the best season possible. Just go on with your life, live it, and enjoy it. Do the things you would do if everybody was there, is the message I'm getting. I hope that makes sense to you, sweetie. I really do. I hope this was helpful.
Okay, thank you.
You are so, so welcome. You are so, so welcome. For those of you who work with numbers and are, you know, you do the 1111, the 111, 333, today is 1111. And although I don't really deal with the 88 portal, I do believe in the 1111. I see 111 and 1111 every place. So I don't know of it being a portal per se, but what I will to you is put out so much good on this day as far as your thinking and your what you want to come into your life. Okay? Okay. Yvette wants to know, I'm just going to go down a little bit and see if she responded yet. Yvette wants to know, no, she did not yet. What's going to happen with her money for the rest of November? And then I had asked Yvette, in her finances for the rest of November. And then I had asked her if her money's on stall right now, because I just feel like there's something stalling it. So for Yvette, for you, everybody listening, everybody watching, I'm going to do a clearing for money, finances, anything stopping or blocking them. We're going to clear, seal, release that. We're going to pull all that is in any way stopping any financial gains, any profits, any expansion of money. We're going to pull all of that. And then anything interfering with money, anything interfering with your bringing in money, having money, we're going to heal, clear, release that also. And then for a lot of you, I see what is a fence, like it's like a wooden fence, and it has three wooden things, beams, I don't know. And then it's closed, but there's nothing keeping it closed, and in between the wooden beams is nothing, so things could come in. So we're just gonna, like, in this vision, I'm going to, like, just dissolve the whole fence all the way around and open any boundaries, anything in the mind that has been stopping or blocking programs, belief cycles. Let's pull all of that financially, negative financial stuff out. Any negative financial beliefs, programs, cycles, let's clear. Let's clear, release, heal them. So here's one that I want to emphasize. When something goes bad in a day, everybody says, when something happens, everybody says, oh, the worst it gets. Like when one bad thing happens, everything bad is coming. But when something good happens, they don't think everything good is coming. So I want you to just get in the practice of thinking and feeling the better it gets, the better it gets. And if something does happen, instead of saying, oh no, now it's all going to stop and fall apart, just say, oh, this is just a little workaround, and the better it gets, the better it gets. Staying in that space where it's continually getting better for you. Okay? I hope that that helps. I really do hope that that helps. Okay, I'm going to go to 203. 203, what are you calling from?
Hey, Tony, can you hear me?
I can. How can, who is this?
Please? Hi. It's Pat, Tony. How are you?
I'm good, Pat. What's going on, love?
You might be able to see my question in chat, but I had the surgery Tuesday. I had my meniscus reattached to my bone. And, it, you know, I'm fine with everything. It's long healing ahead, but there's no toe touching. It's only toe touch for 6 to 8 weeks, meaning it's very hard to get around on one leg. And I'm worried that I just want to make sure that I'm going to do this healing properly and not mess up the surgery and damage it, damage the repair.
Okay, so the biggest thing I'm hearing is to obviously follow or do exactly what you are believing. And because you are a little bit more frail, you're in a good state, but you're not as strong as you used to be. I'm just hearing, just take this time to sit back and meditate, meditate, meditate. Go into spaces, catch up on sleep, catch up on reading, catch up on Sudokus. Don't worry about doing things. So that is what I'm getting for you, okay, love?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. As long as you sit back, just read some books, so on and so forth, I feel like you're going to be doing very, very, very well. And if you are comfortable, I don't know why I'm hearing this, but if you're comfortable doing bone broth, really like the taste of it, so you might need to, you know, add something to it.
Comfortable doing what? I'm sorry. Comfortable doing what?
Bone broth. And you can go back and listen to the show again to get that. Again, it's bone broth. If you're comfortable doing that, there's something in there that will really help progress the healing for you, love. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, Pat. I'm really grateful for it. There was some background noise in there, so I had to mute that. You guys, when you call in and I'm focusing on what you're saying, and then when I'm giving the answers, if there's background noise, that my conscious mind will start to listen to, like, will be distracted by that and letting the answers flow, just so you know. So if I mute you, that might be why. If you have called in to ask a question, please make sure you push the 1 on your keypad so that I know you have a question. I'm going to go here next from Shannon. Hello from Indy. Hey, Indy. Her name is Shannon, but Indy. I applied for a job and interviewed at the company where my spouse works. Am I going to get this farm job? I feel like you are. I feel like there's a really good chance you're going to get this job. Is that like between, I see 98% and I hear 92%. Those are really high chances. I feel like they're going to bring you on. The one thing, the only thing that might be a state, I hear the song, you got to keep them separated. You know, at work, keep healthy boundaries at work is what I'm hearing, Shannon. I hope that helps you, love. I really do. Next, we're going to go to 780. 780, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony, it's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Hey, Jay, how's Canada doing?
Well, it's kind of getting cool down here, you know, up here. So, yeah, the weather's changing, you know. Seasons are changing a bit, like that in Wisconsin, too, right?
Yeah, it's starting. I am a person who likes it warm, so I've had my heat on for, like, well over a month now. So, yeah, absolutely, 100%. Yes, it is getting a little bit, especially in the evenings. Yeah, especially
yep.
in the evenings. How can I help you today, Jay?
Yeah, my question is actually it's part of the song that you chose for me in the chat room, and just wonder what kind of like what that does that mean. I think it's a Air Supply song. From a long time ago.
Do you remember the song? Because they just
oh, it's Lost in yeah, Lost in Love. It's up in the chat.
Okay, I
to go back
so,
to the beginning.
Let me see if I can find.
Oh, yeah. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. Yeah, I don't know if that's. Just wonder what that means. Thank you.
Okay, just give me a second here. I'm still looking for
okay.
it.
Top, right at the beginning of the top of the chat, basically.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I don't even, you know, you guys, the channeling is real. I'm going to tell you something. I don't even remember.
Okay.
But here's what I can say about that. Here's what I can say, Jay. Your song is, and I always say if I give you a song and you're not sure what it means, go listen to all of the words to it because there is, I'm all out of love and I'm sorry. Because there will be a message someplace in there, and it typically comes from a feeling you're experiencing. It answers a question, or it's from somebody up above. I don't think anybody up above is having that feeling. I feel like it would be more something that is a message for you. I am going to say this, though, Jay. There is... I'm just going to give you the word I'm hearing. There's a revival coming, a revival in I'm just going to get, this is sounds so vague and so cryptic, but there's a revival coming for your soul. And what that usually means is that we're going through we've gone through something. And it's about to get really light and really, like, the heaviness is falling away. It's about to get very light, and we're going to feel very rejoiced or happy. I do feel like you are going to have, it's not a complication, but one little, like, a hiccup, and then it's going to be full speed ahead. I do feel like there is, someone, and I'm not going to say it's a love interest, but someone coming in that is going to help, like, things and get you through what you need to get through and have it be like a full speed ahead, clear road ahead. So that is what I okay. Okay. So the actual words of the song are I'm all out of love, I'm so lost without you. Okay, so those I don't think it's unlocked. It could be I'm lost in love, but I'm hearing I'm all out of love right now. But I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just telling you
okay,
what
okay.
I'm hearing. Okay, and I do feel like someone's going to come in within the month, meaning within November, near the end of November, and they're going to help you sort through or get through something, and then you are going to be full speed ahead. So, you guys, I did a TikTok this morning for being stuck, and I'm just going to do it now again. So if you feel any area of your life that is stuck, we're just going to pull, clear, heal, release all of that out. And then from there, okay, there is someone coming in. And again, I'm not going to say it's a love interest, but it's a person that's going to come in and, like, part the way, like, get through something that's been a little convoluted. And I'm going to say this, that could be something emotional, psychological. It could be physical, in the physical world, or it could be in, like, just something in the, like, mind, if you will. But whatever it is, it's getting ready to break through. By the end of November, it should be broken through. And that's what I'm getting for you. And maybe it's the love thing. Maybe it's the love thing. I don't know, but we'll see, won't we?
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm really grateful for the messages, and it's always great talking to you over the years, and yeah.
Oh,
thank you for the moment.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, Jay, I hope you have an amazing rest of the day, and we will chat again soon. I know it.
You too. Take care. Blessings to you again.
You too. Thank you. Okay, guys, going to the next question in the chat. Your fiancé will... What do my guides think of this relationship besides learning lessons? Do they feel it will lead forward towards marriage? Okay, so for those of you listening, I know I kind of mumbled through that. I think it's supposed to say, may I ask about my fiancé, Will? What does my guides think of this relationship besides learning lessons? Do they feel it will lead forward towards marriage? Seashells, this is what I want to say. Make sure, sometimes it's the person we want, but not the relationship we want. And we have to be compatible to have a healthy relationship, and we have to want the same outcome as the other person, and your beliefs in a lot of areas should basically line up. But here's what I'm going to say about you and this situation. Your guide can give you the best advice, but the decision in the end is yours. You can keep this going for as long as you want. And I always, always, always say you can make the worst relationship work out depending upon how much you're willing to put up with. There is no right. There is no wrong. There's just the choices that you make and how you look back on them and if you are having a happy life. Nobody is standing above you saying it is right or wrong to stay or go. No guides, no angels. They would like to see you in a happy, loving situation, something that is peaceful and not chaotic. And let me emphasize, there are many ways to learn a lesson, the hard way, the easy way, by yourself, with someone else. We do not need to be in a situation with someone who is not congruent or loving with us and call it learning lessons. We do not need to be with a person who does not respect us and treat us well and is abusive emotionally, psychologically, in any way, shape, or form and call it learning lessons. That's just being disrespected, used, and abused. And I know a lot of people do not like to hear that, and that's okay. They're just not ready. But for those of us who are ready to take that next step, we do not stay in a dysfunctional situation, an unhealthy situation, and say, well, we can use the term I'm learning lessons, but there's a lot of ways to learn love. And one of the best, most favorable ways, according to everybody up there, to learn love is to be with somebody that's respectful, loving, and caring with you. And that's up to you. And that is up to you. Will this move towards marriage if you allow it to? Can this situation be healthier? It's going to take a lot to make it healthier. Listen, I'm just going to say this. A ring doesn't change the way a person treats you or the way you treat a person. It means you have a lovely piece of jewelry. A marriage certificate, people say, well, once we get engaged, it will be better. Once we get married, then they'll settle down and they'll come up. No. A piece of paper changes nothing except for the fact that then people feel like then, okay, now I've got her. Now I gave her what she wanted or what he wanted, and now they're going to get off my back. It doesn't always happen that way, okay? I'm sorry to say it. It doesn't. And I see people like dropping like flies right now because nobody wants to hear this. I am not the person to come to if you do not want the truth. I am not allowed to lie. I am not allowed to fluff. I am not allowed to tell people something that will make them feel better. There are plenty of people out there that will do that. There are. And that is just fine. But if you're here and you're asking questions, make sure you want the answer to it. Never ask a question that you cannot handle the answer to. Now, will this move forward towards marriage? Probably. It'll be your choice and his choice if that's the direction that you both are comfortable going. I really, really recommend that you think about how you want your marriage to look and feel and how you want your life to look and feel. And if that can happen and is consistently happening in this situation, go for it. Now, our guides and our angels are not our bosses. They're not the boss of us. We come here to this plane to make choices, to be able to have free will, to learn as we wish to learn. They are there, angels and guides are there to make sure soul does not get damaged. Okay? That's the best way I can put that. I hope this was helpful. I'm going to go to the next caller. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. I'm going to go to 631. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Rose.
Hey, Rose. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing today, Tony?
Excellent. Very excellent. How can I help you, love?
I just had a question. I got called for an apartment. It's like 55 and over, and for my sister and I. I was just curious if this would be a good time for us to take it, or should we wait a little while till the more our finances are a little bit better than they are now?
I feel like the short answer is no. Don't take this place. It'll put a strain on you. It will put a strain on you. There is another place coming up in 6 months that will be better. In 6 months, it'll be a better timing, okay?
6 months, okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, 6 months, yeah.
Yeah, approximately 6 months, give or take a little bit of time, but approximately 6 months, there's something else that's going to come in that's going to be a much better fit for you and will not be such a strain on your budget. Okay, love?
Okay. Do you know if it's going to be close to where I live now, or do they have any, or, you know, do you have anything like that, or no?
So I typically answer one question. If you have more questions, I always say I am available for private sessions. That's kind of, it's not the same question. I'm not really sure where it's located. Is it close to where you live now? Not as close as you would like it to be. And I am going to say this, love, get out of your bubble. You know, there's a whole big world. And it might be in a location that's actually better for you, maybe energetically better for you. I do believe that depending upon where you live, the energy can work with you and for you, or it can change you. We live in an energetic world. We are energetic beings. If we're in an area that has a higher frequency or energy, we then are going to raise our frequency. If we go into an area that's a lower frequency or lower energetically, our energy eventually will match that. So make sure wherever you're going, you feel the neighborhood and the space you're going to be in, as well as the area. And I will say this, when you're living in places like apartments and such, make sure you may be able to control the energy in your space, but you can't control the energy around it. So make sure that the whole building feels good. Okay, love? Okay, Kavita wants to know, hi, Tony, I would love a message about my office space. The rent is going up in January. Will I find another office for less money by January? Not that you like. Not that offers everything you want and that you like. And will it cost you more to, and I am channeling, will it cost you more to relocate and pay everything you need to pay to relocate than to stay where you are? I feel like if you do get something with that is a little, that is less expensive, it will be quaint, it will be smaller, and it might not be your desired location. So weigh all of that out. Yes, weigh all of that out. Okay, love? Thank you so much, Kavita. Thank you so much. I am going to go to Isabella. Isabella. Hi, Tony. I just started talking to this guy named Jagger. Nice name. What are his feelings towards me? Do you see him as a genuine person, and do you see us ever getting into a relationship? Okay, Isabella, slow your roll. You just started talking to this guy. And I'm going to tell you, women, we do this. We do. We're trying to plan the marriage, and we haven't had our second plate of pasta yet. It's a thing. We don't want to waste our time, right? People don't understand. Guys don't get that. Like, we don't want to. If you're not it, move. Let us get to it. Sit down. Let me get to the next one. I don't want to waste my time with somebody who is not it. I'm going to ask this question a little bit differently than you did. It's no. You know what? Don't be overly invested in this. I don't feel like it has the potential to go as far as you would like it to go. Definitely don't do the, I can't tell you what to do. I have to reword that. You wouldn't, if you don't want to be, thank you. If you don't want to be bonded to this person, don't get intimate with this person, because as many of us now know, by the third time we're intimate for women, by the third time we're intimate with somebody, we are bonded to them. It can happen the first, second, but by the third time, typically we are bonded to them. For women, men completely different. Men can do the deed with anything, anyone, as many times as they'd like and not bond to that person. So I feel like this is not going to go as far as you'd like it to go. I don't even feel like it's going to go the way you'd like it to go. I feel like this person may not be interested in what you are. And I'm hearing the song. This song is so, so old. But I'm going to sing it. I'm going to have fun, fun, fun till my daddy takes the T-bird away. Maybe those are the words to the song. But this person just might be more interested in living la vida loca, as they are saying. Living la vida loca. So please, don't worry about a second plate of pasta. Next. That's the way I'm going to say that for you, love. I'm going to go to this caller, 111. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Hello. Thank you.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Hold on. That's better. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. How can you help?
Okay, great. My name's Sue, and I'm calling from Canada.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm just wondering if you can pick up any kind of a message for me from my mother.
What's her first name, love?
Sue.
So you and your mom have the same first name?
No, that's my name. That's not my mother's name.
Okay, can I please have your mother's first name?
Ethel.
The first thing, the first thing I'm getting, and I don't know why I'm getting this, but I'm just going to, and my throat is going very froggy, so I don't know if there was something with her throat or not, but the first thing I'm getting is that song, Chestnuts Roasting on a Open Fire, maybe that's the word. Jack Frost nipping at your nose, that. And then the next thing that I'm getting is, just a lot of Christmas music is coming through from her. A lot of, because the next song is, I'll Have a Blue Christmas Without You. And then the next thing that I am hearing is that, she'll be tucking you in. And then the next thing that I am hearing is, Okay, and I'm going to go a little bit differently with this, and I'm going to ask her what confirmations, and I don't know if this is her, you, or somebody else. One of your confirmations is like cigarette smoke, because I keep seeing the cigarette and the smoke. So one of her confirmations, or a confirmation for you from somebody, is cigarette smoke. And I'm going to unmute it. And does that make sense so far, love?
She passed away from lung cancer.
And did her throat go at times? Did she, her, like my throat was going froggy in the beginning? Does that make sense for her?
No, it was more on her chest. That her, she had quit smoking 20 years before. So that wasn't.
Okay. I'm going to just press this just a little. Did she have gargly, like, was she gargly? I don't know how else to describe it. But you know how sometimes people get, like, gargly in their chest or in their throat or whatever? I don't know how what the right word for that is.
I didn't really notice that. I didn't really notice that.
Okay. So maybe it was somebody else, but that's what I'm getting for her. The other thing that she wants to say, and her, I don't know why, but a lot of her messages are around Christmas. And I'm seeing this ornament that is red and gold and kind of longer, like a twist, swirl ornament. I don't know. You probably aren't even aware of that, but I don't know why I'm getting so much that is based around the season of Christmas for her, but I am. And that is what she is bringing. She's choosing to bring that to you today, love. And I really, really hope it was helpful.
Okay, thank you.
You are so, so welcome. You are welcome. Hey, Maris, I'm going to go here. Rose, I got called for, she already asked this. She called in and asked that. Teresa, how are you today? We're going to go here, Teresa. Hi, Tony. I get the feeling that my friends might be judging me. What'd you do? Teresa, what'd you do? What do I need? No, thank you so much. Teresa, what'd you do? sorry. You know, if your friends are judging you, if you feel like your friends are judging you and you're not 12, ask them how do they feel about the situation. Say, listen, let's have an adult conversation. Tell me, how do you feel about this situation? Let's talk it out. I feel like they might not be judging you. They might be a little protective of you. And sometimes that can come off exactly the same. We feel like we're being judged because somebody's trying to say, hey, maybe, or maybe they're not saying it to you, but you can feel that energy. I feel like it's more of a, I honestly, Teresa, I really feel like it's more of a protection thing. Teresa, if you can give me just a teeny bit about what this is about, because I don't feel like it's as much of a judgment as it is a protection thing. They're trying to, they're asking you a lot of questions about your life. Okay, listen, Teresa. They're asking, I get it. You don't want to put all your stuff out here and you don't want to be judged. But they're asking you because of something going on. Typically, friends don't just get all up in your face about something out of the blue when there's nothing new or your habits or patterns haven't changed. So what I'm going to say to you, Teresa, with all the love in my heart is changed the word from judge to concern or protection. You're very, very blessed to have people who care enough to ask you about your life. Don't be defensive with them, although it can be sometimes feeling a little defensive, like you feel like that. But I get the feeling that they love you and they're not trying to judge you. If something in your life has changed, take a look at it. If a behavior or a habit has changed, take a look at it. I'm not saying you're wrong or you're right. I feel like they have a great deal of concern for you. So I just want to say again, everybody, I have approximately 60 minutes to do the show. I do the best I can. If I don't get to your question and it's really important, please, by all means, feel free to book a session or come back to my next show. There are a lot of people that do ask questions, and I try to okay, Aisha was on a previous show and she asked this and I didn't understand the question. So she's back again and I am going to answer this question the best that I can. She wants to know, I'm just going to put it off, the feelings of this guy towards her and seeing for marriage. And again, I'm just going to say this, girls, ladies, women, don't be more attached to the outcome than the person. Don't be more concerned for the result than the content and the character and how this person is treating you. I would rather have be single than be in a bad relationship or marriage. Aisha, is this person... Take your time and be patient. I feel like this person does care about you and there is the potential for marriage here. Please, by all means, make sure. He seems good. He seems like a good person for the three big, like, lie, cheat, steal. Good answers on that. Just take your time and be patient. Let the man be the man. Let him lead you. Don't push him. That's the biggest message I can give you. Let him lead you. Don't push him. Okay, love? I hope that's really, really helpful for you. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here today. I don't think I have time to sneak another one in. I don't think I have time to sneak another one in, but here's what I'm going to say. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so grateful. I will be back Wednesday at 7 p.m. And, until then, make miracles in your life. Make sure you are creating what you want in this world. Oh, I love you all.